A group of American citizens were evacuated from an area under dispute in South Sudan on Sunday, leading President Obama to note that he might take further action to support American citizens and U.S. interests in the contested region. Joining me now is Hannah McNeish, freelance journalist from Juba in South Sudan. Hannah, South Sudan is the youngest country in the world. Can you take a moment, please, and explain what's gone wrong there with civil unrest that led to the need to evacuate these Americans?
Well, South Sudan was born in 2011 after decades of civil war and has been striving to carve out an identity for itself. But it's still riven by huge problems. The government is made out of former warlords, and a lot of these communities during the civil war fought against one another. There's been a bitter rivalry between the president, Salva Kiir, and his deputy, his former deputy, Riek Machar, for a while now. Kiir sacked Machar about 6 months ago, and since then people have been warning of a potential conflict. What we saw just 1 week ago was the president accusing Machar of trying to launch a coup. This seems to have unleashed a crazy amount of violence that has now gone from a political struggle to mass ethnic killings, targeted killings between the Dinka, the country's largest group that the president belongs to, and the Nuer, which is the ethnic group that Machar comes from. So now we are seeing rebellions across the country. We are seeing neighbors turning on one another and people fleeing the country, whether it be by being evacuated by flights, as the U.S. Embassy has done for many of its citizens and others, or just fleeing the border over to Uganda.
What do we know about the American operation? Exactly how many American citizens were evacuated? And what does President Obama mean when he says further action might be needed in South Sudan?
I think you'd probably have to ask President Obama what he means by that. I know that the U.S. Embassy put out a statement last night saying that it had evacuated a few hundred U.S. citizens and a few hundred citizens from other nationalities. The aircraft that were fired upon in a place called Bor in Jonglei State a couple of days ago were trying to evacuate people from there because that place has come under quite a lot of rebel fire as Nuer militia try and take over. My understanding is, and this hasn't been confirmed, is that the U.S. did not request permission to fly over or land in this area, and so the planes were shot at by rebel forces. I think that everybody, the U.S. and other Obama and other world leaders, are very concerned about the current situation in South Sudan. People on the ground, whether it's aid workers or just people that I'm speaking to in camps, are saying that a new civil war has already begun. And so I'm not sure what the U.S. engagement would be, but I know it's a very big supporter of this country and played a very key role in securing its own nation in 2011.
Is there any indication, Hannah McNeish, that the UN contingent that is there in Bor and perhaps in other places around South Sudan is big enough to contain the strife that's starting there?
No, I spoke to the UN's top humanitarian chief last night, who's also deputy head of the peacekeeping mission, and he said that they only have 4,000 infantry for the whole of this country. And we saw an attack on a UN base in a very small place called Okobo last week, where two Indian peacekeepers were shot dead, another one was wounded, and about 20 civilians were massacred as 2,000 youth from a tribal militia stormed the building. Now, they're telling people, you know, come to our bases. There are over 30,000 people sheltering in UN bases. But at the same time, he admitted to me last night, you know, if there are 2,000 armed youth at the door and a few peacekeepers are to protect them, there's nothing that we can do.
Freelance journalist Hannah McNeish in Juba in South Sudan, where she describes the beginning of what might be a new civil war in South Sudan. This, of course, a day after American Osprey aircraft rescued some 15 Americans from South Sudan, at least evacuated them, aid workers and other government workers. Hannah McNeish, thank you so much.
Thank you.